Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Oh my gosh. Things are breaking up over open. It's quite an interesting time if you can adapt and stay centered. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about. If you're joining us for the first time, whoopee for you and whoopee for us. You have found an amazing community of love and truth, sometimes tough love, but always a lot of fun, where we absolutely know that we are the creators of us and the creators of our world. So welcome, everybody. I do need to start with a bit of some sad news. Our beloved member of the community, Jeannie Gerson-Greer, you heard her on here almost every week, has made her beautiful transition. She was going through a lot of challenges with her little heart on the physical plane. On the spiritual plane, she had it down pat. And I bet she's up there just kicking butt. So we love you, Jeannie. We will always take your energy and your wisdom with us. I have been in contact, and I'm going to bring Mary on. Hi, Mary. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi, honey.
So go ahead. We're being in contact with her family, right?
Yes, I was contacted by her brother, and there is a memorial service that's being planned. I'm going to give Dee's information to John, and through her, we'll get it circulated out to everyone so that we'll also have places that, you know, where she would like a donation or something like that, cards to be sent, whatever.
Yeah, so, it would be lovely, you know, if you feel like you want to send something, even a card with how she touched you. I can't tell you when Chris passed how much it meant to us to, hear about all the people that his lives has touched. Stephen, I can hear myself. If you can do anything about it, please help me out here. So I do invite all of you to do that, but I will be putting it on the e-blast when I get the information.
Awesome.
So be sure and judge. Is there anything else we can do for you, Mary? Because I know you were very close to Jeannie.
No, I'm fine. I feel her all the time, and she's always nudging me here or there, which she would want to do. Whenever she felt like saying something, she felt no compunction about calling me. So I think she's calling me often from afar. And I really believe that she's dancing a jig over there.
Oh, for sure.
And
she
sending
was
love
one.
Every single day. She's light and free. And
she was a feisty broad, for sure.
Yes, indeed.
A feisty broad. That's how I'm going to remember Jeannie, as a feisty broad.
Yeah.
All right, my love.
Good. So,
Thank you for
everything.
All your help.
I love you.
Mary. I love you too, sweetheart.
Okay,
and it was very helpful that, you know, we all stayed in contact to share this news. And, you know, she was done with the struggle of her body, and she was ready to move on. And I can identify with that because my mommy did the same thing. She said, nope. I ain't going to live on a feeding tube. I ain't going to, you know, live on dialysis. I'm out of here. And she called in hospice with great dignity, left this plane. So we wish you well, Jeannie. I also want to invite all of you to think about the adult, the child, or the children within anyone you love. And think about Bubbalopaloo, our beloved little bear that we have, for Valentine's Day. It's a perfect gift for Valentine's Day. I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today. The subject is freedom. And when I asked what the definition of freedom was, it was surrendering to love. Now, all this came up, first of all, because I got a new doggy. You know, it's been a couple of years since my beloved Savannah left, who's probably up there romping with Jeannie as we speak. And you will hear all about and hopefully see an attached picture of my new little girl. And I named her Freedom. And freedom is just up. It's up for all of us. You know, if you've heard the last shows or my show with Jennifer McLean or John Burgos, it's all about freedom and feeling freedom. And what does freedom feel like? And that took me to the marches yesterday all across the world, the women's marches that were going on. And I could feel a mix of some kind of emotions in there that were not allowing clarity around what we know in our work. And if we are going to continue to create this country in freedom, which is what it was based on, we have to be very vigilant to do what we know, which is feel into freedom and love. Now, what I finally got clear about this morning was, if we're marching, if we're taking any kind of action from and with the intention of love, then we shift the energy according to what we want. If we're plugged into reaction, then we're in fear. And then let me just read you what they gave me. If we are plugged into reaction, we're in fear. If we're in fear, we stop creating what we want. And that affects the balance of serotonin and noradrenaline, which affects our state of peace. Now, you can see that personally, but when you see that on a national and international level, you really get the enormity of what they're giving us here. Martin Luther King marched in love. His intention was love. His state of being was love. When we march or protest or speak and our intention and dominating vibration is fear, retaliation, revenge, anger, any of those things, we become what we're marching against. So I urge you, through these challenging times, to know what you want, stand in your truth in what you want, and do it from the center of love. When I asked about the little child, because a lot of our work, my gosh, the private sessions right now are just such clarity because of this little child work. When I asked the channel what was going on with the little child, this is what they gave me. The adult self says, I want my freedom, and it doesn't come without a fight. Freedom does not come without a fight. Now, that's what our whole country was created from, is, of course, the fight with the British for our freedom. That we have to fight for our freedom. The little child's part of that is, I believe I can't be free within myself. So I'm dependent on, it can be money, it can be the government, it can be God, it can be anything outside of yourself if you believe that I can't be free within myself. So again, you see the struggle, the dichotomy between the two voices of the little child and the adult. And how, in this instance, they actually complement each other to create more struggle. I can't do it myself. Somebody else has got to do it for me. And I can't do it, get my freedom, without some kind of a fight, internally, externally. And that is not going to create. We know that, guys. We know when we put our focus on what we don't want, we do not create what we do. So I'm sure I'm not going to get this quote correct, but they're showing me Mother Teresa and her quote around, you know, when it's something about war and peace, but basically she was saying, when the focus is peace, then I'll be there. And so I invite you all who are plugged in and who want to express your truth to be very aware of the vibration you're expressing your truth from. Because I saw a lot of anger and hatred and righteousness in both sides yesterday, in the government and in the people who were protesting against it. Like the channel's already given us the information that our national security is at risk this year if we do not focus on what we want. And what we want is peace, power through divine love, a country that is in integrity, truthfulness, and respect. Focus and feel into the freedom of that. All righty, I get to go to the calls. That is probably some of the most profound information in the simplest way that's come through for you in a long time. We're going to Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, honey, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, yeah, I was shocked to hear about Jeannie, but yeah, I just saw a quote that said, you know, dying is easy, it's life that's a challenge, so it's a
yep.
sense of lightness, you know, being on the other side.
Oh, you bet. You bet. She just had another birthday, guys. You know, it's we're the ones that always feel the loss. They feel the freedom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that word, freedom. Yeah, I have to say, I was started watching the march on Washington. Some of the speakers, I had to turn it off. And nothing against actresses, but some of them need to stay at home. I thought the women were wonderful, and you get the actresses up there. I mean, Ashley Judd just went on Appalachia. I turned it off, and then I heard Madonna in the news one day. I thought, wow, man, you don't represent us, you know.
I think they do represent a lot of us, and therein lies the challenge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Therein lies I understand, Phyllis.
Yeah.
And yet, man, I've really got to watch myself and be conscious, because you get pulled right into the anger and the spitefulness, right?
Yeah, and you have to wonder how. I'm saying you have to wonder how much is that their little child speaking, not their mature, you know, soul. I don't know.
Well, if you don't feel, if your little child believes you can't create your own freedom, you're going to be scared to death right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up from different people. But yeah, but I love that word freedom. I really love it. And
yeah,
I'm kind
the
of
more
feeling...
we can, the more we can feel freedom. It's all about the feeling. Remember, the feeling is the manifestation.
Right.
So don't
no,
just
absolutely.
Use the word. Move into the feeling. Was there something personal that we could help you with, sweetheart? Not that this doesn't apply
yeah.
to everybody, but
yeah. Yeah, because I funny, I ended my job with a government, and now I'm actually enjoying just doing, living my life every day, so.
Who would have thought, huh?
I know. I don't know that I actually have a question, because I was feeling really guilty for a long time, like I should be doing, but now I'm just kind
yeah.
of like, I'm just feel like I'm manifesting.
Yes, and the channel really guided you there, if you remember, to
yeah.
be comfortable in letting go, be comfortable in a new vision, right?
Yes.
And don't feel guilty that I swear, sometimes I sit down for 2 hours and I go, what am I doing with myself? I'm not doing anything. I should be doing anything. But I'm inviting myself during those times to just sit and be. And that's where some of this amazing work with the little child and everything was born, in the quiet of just sitting in my living room and watching the rain. Which I wouldn't
yeah.
normally let myself do, because I think I should be busy. But sometimes mm-hmm. we use busy to keep us from the truthfulness of who we are.
Yeah, and I feel very prosperous. I don't have income coming in, but I kind of see the prosperity and other things. People are always trying to, like, lay at Starbucks, trying to give me my drink for free the other day, I couldn't bring
yep.
the app up,
And great that you recognize that, because when you recognize it in the small ways, you've got to know the universe is working for you in the big ways too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You know, when you're ready to be busy again, Phyllis, you will be, because that's who you are.
Right. Yeah, but I just have sweet things happening. People complain about corporate, but I was at Whole Foods, and I told him, I'm done with my job, I quit. And he's like, great, I'm going to give you your hot food for free.
Uh-huh. See, you can't ask for better affirmations than yes,
yeah.
I'm walking my truth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Great. Thank
yeah.
you for sharing that, Phyllis. That's great
yeah.
for everybody to hear.
Yeah, thank you for everything.
You bet, sweetheart. Love
yeah,
you. Thank you for
you.
Your, you know, I want to appreciate Phyllis right now for following her truth. She heard it and she was afraid, and then she did, and now she's free. I have to tell you quickly about my jury story, because my little girl and my adult self fought each other all the way about this jury experience. And the minute I walked in and the judge told me what was going on, I went, I got to get out of here. This is not, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. This isn't me. But my adult voice, you see, in this instance, my little child knew better than my adult, for sure. And my adult voice comes in and argues with me that I should be an adult and I know how to do this and blah, blah, blah. And so I sat there for 2 days listening to everybody in my perception not speaking their truth. And when it came to me, I said very loudly and passionately and truthfully why I could not serve on this jury. And the whole time I was doing it, my adult voice was going, oh, you're going to be judged. Everybody's going to think you're this, blah, 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 that, blah, blah, this, you know. But my little child spoke my truth. And the judge listened and he questioned me a little bit and he said, all right, juror, whatever my number was, I'm going to dismiss you. Because he got that that was my truth. Now, I was scared to death of all this judgment. As we're leaving, like 14, 15 people came up to me and said, I just want you to know how much I respect you for speaking your truth in there. They actually used those words. So when we speak our truth, people get the truth. They know the truth when they hear it. But if your two voices are arguing against each other while you're speaking, then they get mixed messages, and that's when people want to argue and question you and debate you and blah, 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 right? So what the channel explained was we want to work with our little child until the little child and the adult voice, the two voices, become one voice. And then God, whatever your concept is of God, the force, divine love, you know, the religious God that we were, whatever it is, it's right. And then God is asking us, can you be one voice with me because you're my children? So when the triad of voices lines up, with, you know, everybody's working together, the universe, the adult, and the little child. Beautiful concept. We're going to miss Kate in California. Hi, darling. How are you?
Hey, great.
Good. How can we help you?
Well, since you're, I have the appointment private reading with you.
Uh-huh.
I want to thank you for that.
And good.
I have been speaking with my little child, and I have been going, as you say, going in the room every day.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I go in there and remember Wendy and Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel freedom. It's like take her hand and like fly out the window.
Oh, beautiful. You can feel that too, huh?
Can't you? Yeah.
Yeah. I felt it the minute you said it.
Yeah.
So good for you, Kate. I really want to pat you on the back for actually taking the action, because a lot of people hear me and hear the exercise of what to do and go, oh, I get it, but they don't
right.
do it. And without the action, the shift doesn't happen.
Okay.
So great. Yippee and, for you.
And I would like the second shift, or like my physical actions in my everyday life, so I still stop myself. The feeling, and now I'd like it to translate further into doing things that we talked about. Or
okay, then
and I
you
still have a pause right there.
You have to bring in and experience the freedom, that freedom of flying out the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is what finishing the first step feels like.
Oh, I didn't
see.
I
just, yes,
yeah.
You want to connect. Oh, when
right.
I actually take
Ooh.
Action,
right.
that's what it feels like. And
Ooh.
I want that feeling. Yeah, you got it. You put it together. Great.
You
helped so many people in that moment
Ooh.
There. Thank you.
Yay.
Right. So pick one action. Just start with
yeah.
one.
Right.
And go in and play with your little girl and go, oh, we're going to do this, and this
yeah.
is how it's going to feel. Woo! Okay?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay,
Yay.
Good.
Okay.
Great, honey.
Thank you.
Keep me posted. I want to know.
All right. I sure will.
Okay. I spent the whole day with Tanya Martinez, my good, good friend, and also, of course, longstanding member of this community. Went up to her house in Carpinteria, and we spent the whole day brainstorming this wonderful program to put together for you about the little child. I just want to spend a moment to really appreciate my friendship with Tanya and how she's always there for me and how incredible we create when we get together. And she's just such a good friend and really does represent so many people in this community about how we come together to work together and our creations then affect each other and the world. Thank you, Tanya. We're going to Laurel in North Dakota. Hi, baby.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm just peachy.
Oh, good.
I'm just
glad
peachy. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm wondering if, how can I find my true love?
Okay, well, the first thing they're saying, Laurel, is, see, guys, you have to understand that every relationship that you want with money, with your body, with your true divine partner begins with the relationship with yourself. So basically the channel, Laurel, is saying you just don't love yourself enough to give yourself this partner. So if I say that, why do you think, do you get any insight right away about how you could love yourself more? Because why would you want to call in a divine, fabulous, incredible partner that's amazing and go, here, you want to be with me who's less amazing than you are? Are you with me?
I get it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So where do you need to love yourself more? And I'm going to the little child. Your mother... I'm getting, now you're your highest answer, so you have to tell me if we're on or not, but your mother taught you inadvertently that it wasn't okay to love yourself and know how special you are. Is that a true statement?
It is, yeah.
Okay. You got to go in to that room, that empty room with your little girl, and go, you know, she was wrong. She taught you wrong. She did the best she could. She was trying to socialize you like everybody was back then. But, you know, I want to give you permission for both of us to, going back to the last caller, fly into freedom and really start knowing how awesome we are. And the word knowing means feeling. So there are times in your life, Laurel, where you have felt awesome about yourself. Can you pull up one of those times? Because they're saying there's three or four really distinct times when you went, damn, I was good then.
When I had babies.
Yes.
Those were awesome times.
Oh, you bet. You bet. So you can feel the freedom and the power and the love you had. Oh, I want to cry because I can feel it with you because, as you know, my daughter is my life, my greatest joy. And it took me 6 years to get pregnant with her. And the day I knew that I had accomplished that and the day she was born are the two of the greatest, most powerful days in my life. So that's who you are, Laura.
Yeah.
That's who you are. And your little girl has been waiting a very long time to remember and feel that greatness. And what man or woman as a partner would not want to be with that joy? And with that power of love, anybody's going to want to be with that. And then you know you're worth calling that in. Are you with me, sweetheart?
I am.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Spend a lot of time with your little girl, you know, and become one voice with her about how awesome you are. Got it?
Yes. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Oh, that helps so many people. Thank you, Laurel. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
Oh, thank you, darling. I will and I am, and I just love what we're bringing in on this show. Okay, I've got I guess it's a Skype call, 1111 and no name. So is there somebody on Skype? Say hello.
Hello.
Yep, this is you. What's your name, baby?
Hi, it's Bev.
Hi, Bev.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Okay, so Dee, I've really come up against myself and an obstacle. I had last Thursday, I had a reading with a wonderful woman who's a medical intuitive.
Uh-huh.
And basically, I was hoping she'd say I'm better, you know, physically than I feel, but she said the opposite. She said that I had a condition with my vagus nerve that was irreparable and couldn't be fixed, and it would involve a lifetime of healing, and that, you know, I have to kind of move more into acceptance of that. And so I felt strong initially, and then after that, a couple of days, I've been really sliding in terms of losing my power, in terms of maybe my little girl's right. I'm not going to get better. You know, I'm stuck. So I feel really shaky. And
okay. All right. So take a breath, because right now everything you're doing is coming from fear.
Yes.
And when you come from fear, you're not going to get the highest information.
Okay.
So we're going to, everybody on the show right now, or whenever you're listening, you're going to open your hearts front and back, merge them with your whole brain. Open your chakras, balance them, spin them in the right direction. Straighten your hara line, straight, strong, and through the ID point. We are aligned with Source. Okay, now we've created a balance of objectivity that we can work from. The first thing I'm hearing is acceptance is a very high word for you. It has been in the struggle that the creation, the struggle against acceptance, has created a lot of discomfort and challenge for you. So the acceptance part is right on. The other part, hold on, because I'm a little, I can feel I'm hooked in, and I just want to extricate myself and make sure all this is from the channel. So we all want the highest information. They're reminding me of a study that I read a long time ago. I don't know if I can find it for you, Beverly. I'll try, but I don't have a clue where it might be. But I remember it very vividly. They had done all these medical studies around people who held the focus on health and love, and that it appeared that they still had the dis-ease. And all the signs were there, but they didn't experience any of the backlash in their lives.
Mm.
So in other words, it still appeared as if an organ was affected, and they had no concrete proof in their life the organ was affected. It looked like it in the tests, but in their life, they weren't suffering from what was probably they should have been. So the illusion of the way something looks doesn't necessarily mean that you have to experience the physical, what we like to call abnormalities or dis-ease of it.
Mm, okay.
Hold on. They wanted to show you all that if you keep looking for what's wrong, you will absolutely find somebody to give it to you.
Mm.
And that's what you've been doing, isn't it, Bev?
Yes.
Okay. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What can I do with it about it? What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, I see myself and feel health, the freedom of health. That is the strongest way. Whether this thing with the vagus nerve, and I'm not a doctor, everybody, I'm just giving an energetic reading here, but and I would never tell anybody not to consult a doctor. And what I'm hearing is that the best thing you can do to live in a state of health, whether or not this nerve is healthy or not, is to focus on health. Accept and focus on health. Because like the marches, if we're fighting against the energy, we're becoming a part of the energy. So if you keep looking how to fix something, there's always got to be something to be fixed. Instead of living in the freedom that everything is health. Do you understand? Now, hold on. There's
yes.
Something else coming in. Sheets, book. So, give me a movie, please.
Gone with the Wind.
Okay. Frankly, my dear, can you not give a damn? Yeah, you got
yes.
That. Can you just okay. Not? Okay, this is the way it is. I'm focusing on health. I'm going to go live my life. Spend half your life trying to figure out how to live it with this.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just living your life, Beverly. Yeah, it's a fine line, guys, but it's the line between getting what you want and not. That's the challenge right now, is can we stay in the positive, in the feeling and the experience around whatever you want of love and freedom and joy?
It's I understand all of that, Dee, and this is helping. It's for me, it's a big ask when I'm physically in so much discomfort to focus on health. I keep doing that. I've been singing and dancing this morning, and I've been looking out and really playing and watching, you know, Grace and Frankie and just really being having fun. So I guess it's like a low grade fever that's always there in terms of my blood pressures. Just physically, I feel so uncomfortable.
Okay, can you accept that that's your norm?
Huh.
Can you accept that? Well, maybe I'm not supposed to feel any different. You see, because otherwise you keep fighting and trying to fix. And that takes the focus back on how crummy you feel. And the channel is literally asking you, when you were dancing and singing, could you feel the despair and the fear?
Not as much. It really helped.
Yeah. Well, the more you live there, the more consistently you will live there. And that will be your experience of what you called discomfort before.
Right. So what you're saying is not to see the discomfort as bad, but see it as the norm, accept it, and just sing and dance and stay in that place of lightness.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's not a head thing, guys. Remember, it's literally the experience of the feeling that is the creation.
Right.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
on a physical place, you do what you have to do, Beverly.
Yeah.
Right? You take care of yourself however you need to take care of yourself, and you live in this state of mind.
Okay.
All right, darling. You can do this.
Thank
I've
you
worked
very
with
much.
You. I've worked with you too much to know that you can do this.
Yeah,
it's
I can.
It's just kind of a foreign place for you still. So you have to get comfortable being happy around the acceptance.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Thank
huge.
You.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
You bet. Okay. Wow, that was really beneficial for anybody that's going through anything physical out there. Catherine in New Jersey, you're up, baby.
Hey, Dee, Happy New Year.
You too, sweet thing. What's up?
Well, I didn't listen to some of the prediction show and talking about what you just said about the living the experience and feeling the creation. I'm trying to get more connected with my little child. I know I'm not fully connected, and I want to know what's the first thing I should focus on to make that connection.
Well, you got to get out of your head, Catherine, because you're not going to connect with your little child through thinking.
Okay.
Okay. So, first of all, they want to give you why your little child is – okay. She's afraid you're going to judge her. And so she's going, I don't think I want to connect with you because you're going to judge me like mommy judged me. So was your mother very judgmental towards you?
She was, but she thought she was being helpful.
Well, yeah, but see, that's you going to your mind.
Okay.
The little girl's experience is, Jesus, I can't do anything right. I'm always judged here.
Absolutely. That's how
okay.
I feel.
Oh, that's what you're battling. So
okay. You
as an adult, I would imagine, feels judged also, right?
Yes, very much so.
All right. So you go into that empty room with your little girl and just sit down and let her be where she is. She'll come over to you when she's ready and go, you know what? I just discovered I'm as afraid of being judged in my adult life as you are being a little girl, but I want you to know I'm not mommy that's going to judge you. You and I are going to come together so that we can work out of this freedom of the fear of being judged.
Okay.
So what's one thing you feel like you're judged about, Catherine?
Oh, finances, not being successful, big time, and not
okay.
being able to lose weight.
Who's judging you?
My perception of my family, I want to say. I feel like everyone's judging me.
Okay.
You know, I should be, you know, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, well, I want you to know that you're judging yourself about it.
Yeah.
You think you should be doing blah, 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 too. And
yes.
So they're coming forward to match how you feel about yourself back to creating a great relationship with somebody, right? You've got to move into the freedom of accepting who you are. Whole, complete, and perfect. And no matter how I want to move forward and what I need to do, I'm going to do it because I accept who I am, and I'm going to get my little girl on board, and together we're going to feel the freedom. Can you imagine in your life if you never felt judged by anybody, or when you did feel judged, you could speak your truth anyway and go take action around what you wanted to do?
Wow.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. You have to feel what that feels like, because that's the charge we send out to the universe, and the universe goes, oh, I get it. She wants to feel that around that subject. She wants to be free and feel love and joy around that subject. Okay, we can call that. We can match that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
Hold on. Is there anything else? No, you got it. So, again, it's not a head thing, guys. It's an experience thing. If it only takes a minute and a half, you know, as many times give yourself the bliss of going there as many times as you can during the day. It's bliss. It's a respite. It's freedom. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
All righty. We're going to Christina in Toronto. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. God bless you. Happy New Year. And your new work is extraordinary, as was everything that led up to it. So thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And, you know, I must thank you because I never felt comfortable with this kind of like, you know, inner, you know, whatever they were calling it. And I always called her my little girl or my little boy. I think I've got more than one resident. And so that you've really addressed it in this large way is terrific. And thank you.
Thank you for that feedback.
Yeah. So, God bless you. So my question lies around expression in the world. I've been an artist for many decades, and the last 2 years have not picked up a brush and painted. Because it had started to come from survival rather than from joy and creativity.
Bingo.
So I had also been focused for many, many, many years now on a it came through when I was meditating in about 2003. It was a meditation for global peace in the family of man united. And it slightly evolved. I have done it on a teleseminar about 2 years ago, someone else's, and I had delivered it in Monaco and also in France, and I had also presented it to the Nobel Peace Prize Committee in 2012 for inclusion that they may want to use it in some of their programs to either start or end certain things. I had also been offered many years ago to publish it in newspapers. Somebody else told me I was coming from ego, don't do it. They were right. I'm now finally at a place of evolution where I realize I'm responsible for everything in my life. Anything that I view as out there is only in truth a reflection of me. It's been a very in-depth, arduous journey for many, many years. You've been a part of it, and although we haven't spoken in a couple of years. And with everything...
I need you to get to your question, beautiful.
I need the congruency. There's something that's still stopping me from being congruent with being public, with being seen, and just doing this. And I've started to offer it now to churches and to synagogues and anyone that may have a group. So this isn't to be monetized. This is for people to have for free. So to really move forward in my work as a spiritual being, offer the beingness of what I am and knowing whatever it is
okay.
I'm supposed to do to.
All right. So the first thing they're saying is, guys, there's nothing wrong with being spiritual and making money at it. Let's just lose that right now. The two worlds need to come together because money, again, this seems to be the theme of this show. Money, again, you create money like you create any relationship. Do you love it? Do you want to have sex with it? Do you want to be with it? Does it excite you? Do you want to take care of it? Do you respect it? Do you honor it? Do you keep it safe? Those are all spiritual attributes around how you create a relationship with your body, with a divine other, with money, and, yes, with getting your work out into the world. So they want to go back to ego. There's a huge misunderstanding about ego. Ego usually keeps us from moving into our greatness. Now, we've been taught that ego is, aren't I great and I'm terrific and nobody can do it like me, and right? That's really false pride. Ego is more about, are you sure? Maybe you shouldn't. Your ego screws you up by making you think you have to be more humble. Now, Christ was humbly powerful. Buddha, humbly powerful. So again, you see, there's two voices in argument here around this. I want to be powerful. Oh, I have to be humble. And in our little children, humble did not mean powerful. Humble did not mean I made a lot of money and was very famous, right? Humble meant, at least in my bringing, I'm the poor kid and that's better because I'm humble. So the two worlds cannot come together, Christina and everybody, until we know that we are humbly powerful through divine love. You have a meditation that helps people balance and bring global love together, it is your duty and responsibility to get it out to the world. And it is perfectly all right with God if you make a shitload of money doing it. So those are the things you have to bring together, Christina. You know, you weren't given your art to hide it away. I wasn't given my acting not to act and not to touch people. I wasn't given this work to not bring it out to the masses. So I created a radio, I created being on somebody's radio show in the beginning because that's the only way I knew how to do it. And at some point, then I had enough confidence in myself to start my own. And then that blossomed into speaking and teaching workshops. But yet you have to take your gift out, guys. You have to. Through divine love, you have to take your gift out. And that is your answer, Christina. You got to get humbly powerful, your little girl and your adult self and your God self in alignment with all of that. And that's your answer. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do, because those were two words that I hadn't put together, and that's exactly what I was struggling with. May I send you an email of it and the link so that you can listen to it in the last form it was recorded in on a teleseminar?
Just sure.
To see, get your thoughts, what you think about it, and maybe other
yes,
people would have
more
to
important,
do it on a teleseminar.
It's more important what you think about it.
Oh, I know what I think about it, and that's why I've had to be in control of the ego stuff. And I so appreciate what you just said about the ego.
Yeah, you let your ego support you. Guys, let your egos support your truthfulness. Did you hear that? Those are beautiful words they just gave us. Let your egos support your truthfulness in a powerful way.
Wow. Oh,
okay, thank you. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was incredibly powerful for all of us. Paula, I'm going to bring you on, but it's got to be really quick.
Okay, thanks. Okay, I just wanted to share that experience yesterday because I participated in a small march, and it was beautiful. It was just really loving, and the energy was so positive. It was like the messages were all like, you know, build bridges and love, and it was so neat. And I felt like my heart was so open, and I just felt so happy. It was like, you know, for so long I've been going through, oh, my heart's closed and all this, but this just opened it up, and it was so neat.
Yeah,
I just wanted to
share. I get a yes
yeah.
on all that, so hallelujah and praise the Lord to everybody who organized that one, because their intention was very clear, and they attracted the people that understood the power of coming from love. Oh,
yep.
I have
it
chills
was so neat.
All over my body. I'm so glad we got you on to close the show with that. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right. You got your marching orders. Powerfully humble in love, right? Let your egos support all of your passions. And be very clear about what you want and feel into the freedom. That means you've got to give yourself time to feel the experience of freedom and love and match it to what you want, knowing that and feeling that that's what it feels like because you just created it. Oh, my beautiful people, what a phenomenal show we created. Until I meet you again next Sunday or in my dreams, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. And those little kids, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.